He's playing bass and drums at the same time. So he's a simultaneous multiple instrument musician.
A lot of musicians say they're multi-instrumentalists, but the members of the Austin band, Oh No Oh My, take it further than most, like by playing drums and bass at the same time. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. When Oh No Oh My plays live, the members of the band run around the stage switching instruments between and sometimes during songs. And they apply that same flexibility to their music. Since they self-released their first EP in 2005, they've evolved from a twee, Belle and Sebastian kind of sound to one that's been described as Mumford & Sons if they were influenced by Cheap Trick. And it's worked for them. Oh No Oh My has opened for big bands like The Flaming Lips and Gnarls Barkley. Oh No Oh My's second album, People Problems, is out now, and it's a mix of straightforward power pop and more thoughtful acoustic songs. People Problems is the first record the band has done for a label, and they told the alternate sides, Elisa Alley, exactly how that came about.
You put out the first full length on your own.
Yeah.
Right. And you're kind of viewing this as your like proper debut, aren't you?
I would, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, in a sense.
Well, why would you say that?
The first album was essentially something that we recorded to promote ourselves to get shows, to play shows, and it kind of just turned into, I think originally we had 9 songs, and then people kind of picked up on the music, and it turned into 11, and we, you know, made an actual real packaged CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we started that, I mean, we definitely intended it to sound as best as we could make it at the time, but it was never really supposed to, like, probably go outside of the Austin area, and it just kind of snowballed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you're okay that it did, though, right?
I mean,
most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be here otherwise.
That's right.
I can never say you're wrong. It's easy as off and on, you know it's true. Maybe I'm half asleep. It wouldn't even take a week to convince you. But things are not like that, and there is no contract. Yet I can smell your hair still from the last time you were here. Perhaps what's left of me is invisible twice a week from noon till 3. So I will sing.
More than one person wants to play the bass, then what do you do?
That's usually the opposite. Yeah. Usually the bass is the last instrument we want to play.
Yeah, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
What is the problem? Is it guitar? Everybody wants to play the guitar.
Yeah, it's usually the guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just anything but not the bass.
Yeah.
I like playing the bass.
Oh, well, let's
you know what?
Trade.
Now always you will play the bass. New band meeting. We just discussed that.
Ruling.
So is there like a rock, paper, scissors deal with, okay,
no.
If you lose, you play the bass?
No, not really. It just kind of depends upon how the song is going and
whoever wrote
what part and whoever like wrote the song.
Uh-huh.
It just kind of depends.
Do all of you guys write specific songs or collaborations?
Yeah, one time or another, yeah. Mm-hmm. We collaborate.
Yeah, I mean, I see that.
You know, yes. Well, somebody will come up with the basis of a song, and it'll change and morph as it goes. So yeah, that's what we do.
Won't you stop your hanging around while the coffee's getting warm? Happiness is it, so keep it close when it's around. You try, well, don't you hurry up? It's always something. It's always something. I don't believe you when you say you were right.
Oh No Oh My, live with You Were Right and Again Again. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Hear more from Oh No Oh My at thealternateside.org.